WTOP News Time, 4:52.
Only 1 week left to avert the looming sequester deadline. President Obama is once again urging Congress to act and do the right thing. There's been little sign of a deal emerging with Republicans, but the president says he doesn't believe it's inevitable that the $85 billion in across-the-board budget cuts will take effect.
And joining us to talk about it all, Gordon Peterson, moderator of Inside Washington. Hi there, Gordon.
Hi there. At the White House, Jay Carney said this week this thing was never supposed to be implemented because the cuts in defense would be too heavy. Well, guess what? It may be implemented anyway.
Well, what's the line on Congress really trying to get a deal done before March 1st?
Well, who can say? I mean, there are two scenarios. One is that Republicans want to see it go off the cliff because it works against the president. Charles Krauthammer argues that the president could propose the transfer of funds to solve this thing, but he says he's not going to do it because politically the president wants a fight. Charles says this is the most hyped Armageddon scenario since the Mayan calendar because... When you look at our gross domestic product, it's only a third of 1% of the domestic economy, 2.5 cents on the dollar. But we're still making some progress climbing out of the Great Recession. The Congressional Budget Office estimates the loss of 750,000 jobs because the cuts reduce demand. They have an impact on companies to do business with the federal government. That's a lot of companies. Business leaders are complaining about the uncertainty generated by this whole argument. They don't feel they can make any long-range decisions until they know how this thing's going to turn out. If you want a clear picture of the partisan divide on this thing, check out the latest Pew polling. 7 in 10 Republicans say foreign aid should be decreased, 25% of Democrats. 56% of Republicans okay with cutting jobless benefits. Only 13% of Democrats agree with that. 44% of Republicans. Federal funding for health care should be decreased. 58% of Democrats, it should be increased.
Gordon, a lot of people are girding for this. They just accept that it's going to happen. Then the question becomes, how long does it last?
Well, federal workers would take a 20% hit in 6 months. Flying, which is so much fun now, is going to be even more fun. There are warnings of air travel delays, long lines at airports as TSA agents are furloughed. You might be careful of what you eat. Food safety inspections will be affected. It will also, 4 million people who've been out of work for 6 months or more, they could see their benefits cut, although Social Security veterans' benefits are off limits. One place where they may take a hit on the Hill is in air travel. I mean, if we find ourselves standing in line for hours, thanks to furloughed air controllers or standing in long lines because of the TSA agents are out, they may remember that their elected officials took a week off to relax rather than doing what we sent them to Washington to do. You know, oddly enough, there are some people out there who believe the government leaders are getting paid to govern, but that's just one thought on that.
All right. Interesting point and an interesting week ahead. Thanks so much, Gordon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.